This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only LGBTI radio station. The TV show Glee put the a cappella genre back on the map, and thanks to Pitch Perfect 2, the genre is popular all over again, with producers of American Idol and superstar John Legend on board. Sing It On is set to launch on our TV screens this week. Joining me in the studio from the US is one of the groups from the show, the Nor'easters. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. So, first time in Melbourne festival for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, you've been to Australia before.
I have, yes.
What were you doing here last time you were here, 10 years ago?
I was traveling with a student ambassador program through my middle school. It was really great experience, but I'm glad to be back and experiencing it as an adult.
So let's go round the room and just sort of introduce ourselves and say what you do in the group and an interesting fact about you. Go.
My name is Carly. I just finished my first year in the group. I sing alto.
She's a really great songwriter.
No. Oh, that's about it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I graduated high school a semester early. And during that semester, I took time to learn a few instruments and write songs. And like.
So what songs do you write?
Oh, I don't know. I write all kinds of things. Mostly, I guess, like folk kind of music.
No. Okay, folky stuff. Okay.
Yeah, kind of, which is.
Singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Isaac. I am the music director of the group. I also do our PR, and I sing tenor. Yeah, interesting fact about me, I very much so sought out the group. I used to go to a school down south in Florida for my first year of college, started my own a cappella group there. Let's just say they didn't really like the gays that much down there. I know, the South is really far behind. They're really far behind.
Damn.
No, they are. So it wasn't the best, but I kind of saw the Nor'easters as like my light at the end of the tunnel, and took my finals early, saw them perform in the ICCA, and then auditioned and became part of the group.
Here we are.
Yeah.
My name's Sam. I sing soprano in the group. I actually just graduated from Northeastern. And the interesting fact about me is, I just moved across the country and now I live in LA. Randomly.
Wow.
Yep.
Fantastic. And
I'm Jimmy. I sing bass in the group, and this is going to be my fifth year now. Yeah. Bass down low.
Okay.
And an interesting fact about me, I actually wasn't a singer until I came to Northeastern and started in the a cappella community. I saw this guy, Beagle, right next to me here, beatbox, and it kind of inspired me too, but I came from jazz trumpet.
Oh, cool. And
hi, I'm Beagle. I'm the vocal percussionist or beatboxer in the Nor'easters. And I guess interesting fact about me is I was studying medicine at Northeastern for the first 3 years. And then when the Nor'easters started gaining some momentum, I actually switched my major to music industry. And I've just been so happy with that since.
Fantastic, guys. Now, it's your first time in Australia, first time in Melbourne for most of you, apart from Sam, of course. What do you think of Melbourne so far?
It's amazing.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
The architecture is so just pretty, beautiful.
Everyone says that because we had a Swedish band in here on the weekend called Urban Cone.
Huh.
And cool. A really, really cool band. And they said exactly the same thing.
Yeah. It's incredible.
We just got to do a couple of pictures on the MCN rooftop. And so we got a really incredible view of Melbourne. It was like beautiful.
Mm-hmm. No one. A cappella groups are really big in the States.
Yeah.
Not so much big here, but in the States are huge. How did it all get started with this whole Northeaster thing?
Yeah, so the Nor'easters have been a group since 1997. So we're the first group on campus, but we have 6 groups on campus now, ranging from all male, all female, and of course mixed co-ed groups as well. It's really big on our campus. We have, like I said, 6 groups. We all compete in the ICCA. The ICCA tournament has been going on.
What is that?
So that's the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. So basically, it is.
Comp.
I know. We're all about the acronyms in the acapella world. So it's this huge tournament that is countrywide, and now over 500 groups enter to even compete, and then 300 groups get to compete all vying for the championship title.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And of course, you guys all bring something to the table. You guys beatbox, Jimmy and...
Beejil.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what does it bring to the table as far as organizing what songs to do and stuff? Do you guys try to bring something different to what the other guys do?
See, we have, we kind of have some freedom. Most of the parts, like vocals, are arranged in the music already, but we kind of get to, you know, flex our creativity and come up with how we can best accent the songs rhythmically.
Yeah.
And we have another beatboxer who works with us back when we have the full group. And it's just a really cool dynamic, honestly, to be able to kind of put our own spin on these arrangements that we get and lend our voices to the group in our own way.
Yeah, real improvisational nature to them.
So how important is song choice for this stuff?
It's hugely important to the group. It's hugely important to the group. We try and keep a certain brand with our sound, and a lot of that comes from the arranging, but we like to stay like on the contemporary music. We like to kind of ride the wave early rather than later. So song choice is hugely important. For us, we just kind of go with the flow, and whatever the group decides we want to sing, we make something up and make it happen.
My special guest this morning in the studio from the US, the Nor'easters. Can we say stars?
You can say stars.
Hopefully.
Stars.
Well, you'll have to tune into Pop on Thursday.
Stars of the new TV show Sing It On. More the guys next on Joy. This next track is by John Legend. He is the executive producer of the show. This is a bit of a remix of All of Me. You on Joy. Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. That was John Legend. All of Me getting the remix treatment on the show this morning. Joining me in the studio from the US are the Nor'easters.
Hello, hello.
They are the stars of the show Sing It On, which is starting this week in Australia on our TV screens. Now, how does a college a cappella group come across and this whole TV show, reality show genre? How did it all happen?
Yeah, okay. So like I said, the ICCA has been going on for like 20 or so years. And only recently has it started to gain traction in the mainstream media. So we had shows
to Pitch Perfect.
Yeah,
and,
we had Glee, of course. Mm-hmm. And that was like a little taste of acapella. And then we had the Sing Off. And from there came Pentatonix. And then... huge success, Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2. And so coming off of the success of Pitch Perfect, Core Media, who produces American Idol, they wanted to kind of create a show that's like the real life Pitch Perfect, like a look into the behind the scenes of what actually goes on in the world of acapella in this world of the ICCA. And so, like I said, we won the whole tournament in 2013. So after that, maybe a year or so after, they approached us and they said, we want to, you know, maybe involve you guys in this show we're doing. And we got to film a little bit with them and they seemed to like us. So I think it was a good fit. It was a cool experience.
And it's quite competitive, right? So five groups in the show that are sort of highlighted. You guys are one of them. And are you guys all friends or going on?
So there are three main groups and we got to meet them through the show. They're from different parts of the country and they're so incredible. Very talented, really, really sweet. And then there's another group on our campus that's on a couple episodes called Pitch Please. And they're an all-girls group. And so it's interesting to see the dynamic play out between us two because we are at the same college and we're competing for the same title. So
directly.
Yeah, directly. Same region and everything.
John Legend is the executive producer and you guys have worked with him a bit, I believe. Is that On The View?
On The View, yeah.
Yeah, that was been cool.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, so we didn't really get to work with him throughout the filming process because we were just pedal to the metal working hard for the ICCA.
And he was busy as well, let's face it.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm sure casual world tour.
I think he was on a world tour, yeah. But once we were wrapped up with shooting and we started promoting the show in America, we got to team up with him for a couple promo opportunities, and one of them was The View. And he's just so great. He's so sweet, so supportive of the show. He was in an acapella group in college, and he got to compete in the ICCA. I hear he was robbed of a Best Solo Award at finals his last year.
This is payback time.
I know, I know. So he's laughing from his world tour in his private jet, I'm sure. But yeah, and we got to hear him sing. One of the audience members kind of like dared him to sing during commercial break, and it was like unbelievable. He's so incredibly talented.
I've seen the first couple of episodes. So what can people expect from the show? Because obviously we're in Australia. We don't really have the whole, it's not as big here. So what can we expect from, I guess, the first season of Sing It On?
This competition is what our lives revolve around for a whole year. And with that comes a lot of drama. It gets a lot of yelling, a lot of tears, lots of music. Really incredible music making. And, you know, we become a family. So you get to see the kind of connection that people who sing together create with one another. And it's really, really incredible to see, you know, how our bond kind of takes us through this incredible and sometimes insane journey.
Now, on the first episode, there was a bit of Sia chandelier going on, Jimmy. So do you guys like Aussie music? What's your favorite Aussie music? Or do you know any Aussie music?
Yes.
We've become a little well-versed in Aussie music since we've come down here, actually.
Yeah.
But I've actually not known much. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get close to the mic.
We love Sia.
I mean, I love Sia. Personally, don't listen to as much Sia, but I know Isaac and Sam are big fans.
Because obviously there's so much amazing talent. There's, of course, Kylie Minogue. You were heard of her, right?
Yes.
Gay icon, of course.
Then Shepherd.
Shepherd
is a new newcomer.
Yeah, been here as well. I've interviewed them.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, Gaultier.
We love all of them. All of them.
So what Aussie song would you guys do as a bit of a number, do you reckon? Choose one. What'd you do? Would you do a bit of old school Olivia Newton-John from Greece?
Oh, my gosh.
Or would you do like a bit of Physical or a bit of Shepherd, a bit of Kylie Minogue, maybe?
Maybe we could do some Shepherd.
Well, we can do some Shepherd for you now. But speaking of Sia, that's part of our ICCA set, actually.
Oh, what one? Chandelier?
No, Elastic Heart.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing that song in 2013, right when it was put on the Hunger Games soundtrack, and we've been riding the wave of popularity for that one. Yeah, it's cool.
Now, the guys, of course, in studio with me this morning, they are from the US. They vocal group Nor'easters, that's the one.
Yeah.
Nor'easters, it starts Sing It On this week on Channel V. Catch it Thursday nights, 9:30 on Channel V. You can catch up on Foxtel Go on your device as well. Now, you guys are going to sing a bit of a song for us this morning.
So
and you're going to do Shepherd.
Yeah.
Live in the Joy Studios.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see it through the curtains of the waterfall. Oh, I lost you. You held my head, but I'm toasted. Dove into the waterfall. As a broken man, but I found my friends.
Curtains of the waterfall.
It's falling down, crashing sound. They come
over. Curtains of the waterfall.
And you come to me and it sets us free. So I fall to my knees.
Curtains of the waterfall. Say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo. Say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo.
Wow, that was amazing, guys. Thank you so much for coming in to the Joy Studios. Of course, you can catch the guys on Sing It on Channel V Thursday nights at 9:30. That's the Nor'easters live in the Joy Studios. You do this on episode two. Bit of Britney Spears' Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good song.
Nice little throwback.
Who was the idea to do that?
So we
It's like a group thing. You guys discuss it together.
Yeah, so for that one, we wanted to kind of do a little bit of a battle duo scene with Pitch Please, the other group on our campus. And we had been kind of toying around with the idea of doing that song in the beginning of the year. And we knew that they would like it too because they're all girls and they love that female power sound. Yeah. So it was a good fit for both of us.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
When are you going home to America?
Tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. Been like a day in Melbourne.
I know. We only got a day in Melbourne.
Sucks. So you guys have got to come back?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Have a good time. And let's play a bit of Britney Spears. It's Toxic. You enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.